AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Trump administration announced it is freezing child care funds to Minnesota after a series of fraud schemes in recent years. The announcement comes after years of investigation that began with a $300 million scheme at the nonprofit Feeding Our Future, for which 57 defendants in Minnesota have been convicted. Prosecutors say the organization was at the center of the country's largest COVID-19-related fraud scam. Court documents are revealing more about the Trump administration's efforts to prosecute Kilmer Abrego Garcia. The AP's Marcela Sanchez has the story.
A newly unsealed order in the criminal case against Abrego Garcia reveals that high-level Justice Department officials pushed for his indictment, calling it a top priority only after he was mistakenly deported and then ordered returned to the U.S. Abrego Garcia is seeking to have the case dismissed on the grounds that the prosecution is vindictive, a way for President Trump's administration to punish him for the embarrassment of his mistaken deportation. He's pleaded not guilty in federal court in Tennessee to charges of human smuggling. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Forecasters are warning of even more frigid weather in the Midwest. Andrew Orison with the National Weather Service says it means near 0 degree wind chills, and it will move to the northeast.
Much of the rest of the country, especially by the end of the week, the Central Plains, Southern Plains region, and much of the western United States will actually see Pacific air coming across, and what that's going to do is actually allow for temperatures to be above average.
Nationwide, nearly 74,000 customers are without power. About a third of that is in Michigan. A federal judge temporarily blocked the deportation of South Sudanese immigrants in the U.S. Authorities say rescue crews responding to a report of an injured hiker who fell down a slope near a Southern California mountain trail found the man and two of his companions dead. This is AP News. New York's Times Square is gearing up for New Year's Eve.
Ryan Seacrest is returning to co-host Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve for a 20th year, and for him, it never gets old.
You know, the nostalgia, the moment, the tradition, the fact that we can all start over and from scratch every year when this ball drops, all that is so significant.
This year, he has a secret weapon to stay warm.
I actually, for the first time, I have electric socks. They have batteries in. I've never seen this before, but I have them. Let's see if they work.
His co-host Rita Ora is also looking forward to ringing in the new year in Times Square again.
As your favorite Brit, I'm just really honored to be a part of the celebrations.
The show features 42 artists and 90 performances, and the star of the show, besides the New Year's Eve ball, will be Diana Ross. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.